Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Decker. This podcast is dedicated to providing my books in full, unabridged audio format. Look for new episodes every Tuesday. Now, on with the show. Black Brick by Dan Decker. Welcome back to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. Previously on Black Brick, Mr. Sheaver, please be sure to read the assignment for our next class. I'll send you some extra reading. Be prepared. Peck dismissed us. Skirting the line, Sam, Shannon whispered as we packed up our things. I followed her eyes to the dark-haired woman. It's going to take us 40 minutes to get to the airport, I said. We still had to get back to Blackbrick and collect our luggage. We always left it packed, so we were ready to go at a moment's notice. I grimaced when I noticed Thor approaching, a wide grin on his goofy face. He was a short man and kept his hair cropped close to his head. We need to go, I said, but it was too late. Thor was already here. Peck was tough, but you held your own. Thor grinned and alternated between me and Shannon, hoping for an introduction. I was not going to give it. That wasn't bad. I was just having some fun. Good seeing you. I slung my pack over my shoulder and headed for the door, leaving Shannon to catch up. And now, continuing on to Black Brick. 4. The frothy water reached out to lick the tip of my shoe, but my foot wasn't down on the sand long enough for it to matter. The pounding of my legs on the beach seemed to be in harmony with those of Bill Martinez and Tom Van Dyke, who ran to the side of me. The crashing waves kept time with our gait, and the sunny day was a welcome change to the cold back home. When we had arrived at the airport the previous day, I had been surprised to see Martinez, Tom, and Cherry Mann waiting for us. Beltran's email had not mentioned anything about them. Like Shannon and I, Cherry and Tom were still on temporary status. Martinez wasn't part of our usual team, but I'd worked with him in the past. I was not happy to have him along because I did not like the way that he operated. The last time we had been on an assignment together, he had broken a man's kneecap to get him to talk. I could still hear the man's screams whenever Martinez was nearby. The flight had been uneventful, and we'd spent the evening before doing surveillance on research on our target, Jason Kurt. This morning, Kurt was still sleeping, and we'd all agreed that we could afford some time at the beach before he woke up. I allowed myself to relax so that I could take it all in and was glad that I didn't have to attend class today. A run on the beach was a much better substitute. The breeze was light, the air warm, and the sun was out. It had been months since I had experienced pleasant weather. One day I wanted to retire and live in a place like this. I took a deep breath and let it out. I closed my eyes and was a kid again, running through the desert sun of Texas, the beating sun cleansing my soul. That brought with it the disapproving face of Sister Bautista. I pushed it away and allowed my focus to return. Beside me, there was a swift movement, as Tom kicked out and connected with my shin. I shifted my weight to compensate and was barely able to keep from toppling into the surf and got my foot wet in the process. So much for dry feet. Still 2-1, I said, smiling when Tom did not answer. Break a leg or sprain an ankle, Martinez said. I'm not helping either of you. We fell silent, and I pushed ahead while keeping a wary eye on Tom. He matched my speed and took a slight lead. I didn't make a move to get ahead because I was better able to keep an eye on him now. A little help? A woman waved to get our attention and pointed at a volleyball that had landed just ahead of us. I was surprised to see a group of people out at this time of the morning. It was not even 10 yet. They looked like college students. Weren't they supposed to be sleeping in till noon? The jagged cliffs towered several feet behind the woman, and she was standing in front of a pile of a bulbous ocean plant that I had no name for. Despite my concentration, I noticed that her bright red swimsuit made a nice contrast to the rest of her. Like a distant gust of wind in a storm, I did not allow this thought to touch me, and was surprised when I realized I was darting ahead. Sure thing. I scooped up the ball and tossed it to her before either of the others responded. It was, of course, no surprise that Martinez had not made an effort, and Tom appeared to not have noticed the woman. If Tom had not been good with a rifle at 1,000 yards and deft with a computer, he would have long since been washed off the team because of his habit of zoning out. Join us? The woman smiled, motioning back at the game. That small part of me, that I never let take control, was tempted. It looked fun, but we did not have long before we needed to return to Shannon and Cherry, who'd opted out of the morning run to Tan instead. Tom, who'd just noticed the woman, looked ready to stop, but Martinez did not slow or even glance at her. Thanks, I said, next time. I felt a twinge of regret. I could not remember the last time I had been able to relax, and if I was honest with myself, I wanted nothing more than to join the game. I got lost in the run again as the sun washed over me. The warm breeze from the ocean felt good, and both were a perfect help to maintaining my focus. Before long, we ran out of time. When the others turned back, I hesitated and wished that I could continue. The cliffs ended just ahead, and I could make out a greater expanse of beach. I'd run forever if given a chance. For a fleeting moment, I thought of fleeing my problems, but slowed and chased after the others. True to habit, they were running faster now. One of these days, I would just keep running, but that could not be today. I still needed the structured life that Black Brick provided. Without it, I doubted that I would ever have made it past the deaths of my parents. Even with our faster speed, Tom would still have attempted to trip me up, and I was not in the mood for the game any longer. I kept Martinez in between us. If Tom tried it with Martinez, he'd end up with a broken neck. I was taken out of my trance when we passed the volleyball game, and the woman waved, flashing a toothy smile. I nodded and put her from my thoughts. I had Shannon waiting for me. 20 minutes later, when we came around the bend and could make out Cherry and Shannon absorbing the sun, we ran faster. The ground disappeared beneath us, and our gait tightened up until we were in sync with one another. This lasted for several heartbeats. Tom was the first to fall behind me. I noticed that Shannon was looking our way, and adrenaline shot through me, bringing out a final reserve of energy. I overtook Martinez and felt a small thrill rush through me. It was not long, though, before my chest burned. My eyes watered, and then Martinez was at my side, keeping pace while I gasped. The sound of Tom calling from behind reached my ears, and I could not make out the words. Then it was over, and I could move no further. I slowed to a stop, wheezing for breath as Martinez rushed ahead. At first, I thought it was just my imagination that a man was taking pictures of us with his phone. But when I looked at him, he stopped and turned away. He was 100 feet off and was wearing a wide-brimmed hat that did a good job of obscuring the rest of his face. "You almost had Bill," Shannon called out. My heart skipped, and I hoped. I didn't show my surprise. I'd been so focused on the man that I had not noticed Shannon approaching. If she realized that she'd startled me, I would never hear the end of it. The breeze twisted her blonde hair around her neck, and her smile made me forget the woman at the volleyball game. If only I saw Shannon smile more often. Tall for a woman, Shannon was still several inches shorter than me. She was wearing sunglasses and had a yellow sundress pulled on over her swimsuit. It was hard not to stare. "Did you twist an ankle?" she asked. "I warned you about running on the sand. Just be glad you lost to Bill. Tom would never let you live it down." I looked back at the man in the wide-brimmed hat, but he was already walking away. Maybe he had just been taking pictures of the ocean. "How's your future case of melanoma coming?" I was still out of breath, and my voice sounded off. I scanned the beach and noticed that Cherry and Martinez were standing a little too close. If they were not more careful, Beltran would find out about them. "How's your future case of a broken nose coming?" "Try it, and you'll pull back a bloody stump." I took a deep breath. "Did you see him? The man taking pictures?" Shannon looked around and focused on the man who was now a good distance away. "Stop being paranoid. Nobody knows we're here." "You forgetting about Jackson?" I studied her face. She really did think I was worrying over nothing. She grimaced when she heard the name Jackson. On a mission a few months back, I had begun to suspect that a man named Frank Jackson knew we were playing him. I had expressed my concerns to Shannon, but she thought I was worried about nothing. I'd allow her to allay my fears. That had been a mistake. Jackson had ended up leading us into a trap. Even though we had managed to escape, Jackson was still out there. And we might have to deal with him again one day. "You ever going to let that go?" Shannon asked. "Not until you admit you were wrong," I said, glancing at my watch. We did not have long before we needed to get in place around Jason Kurt's home. He would be waking up soon. "Stop being petty," she said. "You're too paranoid. even for a spy. I scowled. We need to go. That's it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for another installment of the Dan Decker Books Podcast. One last thing before you go. Sign up for my newsletter at dandeckerbooks.com, and you will receive a free ebook. The text, audio, and music for this show are all copyrighted by Dan Decker. All rights reserved. This podcast is published by Xander Revolutions LC.